online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The man in charge of policing during the Hillsborough disaster in 1989 will face trial over the deaths of 95 of the Liverpool supporters who died. David Duckenfield faces counts of gross negligence manslaughter. The Crown Prosecution Service applied to lift a historical stay that had stopped further legal proceedings on the now retired chief superintendent. Sky's Fraser Maud was at Preston Crown Court.
The judge today has said that he has lifted that stay and granted a voluntary bill of indictment to allow the prosecution against him for manslaughter to proceed, and that trial will go ahead in September this year.
Three men have been jailed for a total of more than 27 years for raping a 19-year-old woman in a car park in Canterbury. She was attacked in the Holman's Meadow area after a night out in the city in April. Part of the incident was caught on CCTV, which was shown to the judge. A 23, 24 and 25-year-old all pleaded guilty to rape.
KMFM News.
A year after a young woman was murdered outside a Medway shopping centre, her parents have been speaking to KMFM.
The last year has been a huge challenge, but we wouldn't have got through it without the support of friends and family. Family, obviously, but Molly's friends have just been outstanding.
That's Molly McLaren's dad, Doug. The 23-year-old was stabbed in the car park of Chatham's Dockside outlet by her ex-boyfriend, who's now serving life in prison. A foundation set up in Molly's name to help people with eating disorders has raised £36,000. Police have released a CCTV image of a man they want to speak to after a student was assaulted in a McDonald's in Canterbury. The 20-year-old man suffered head and face injuries in the attack at the restaurant on Stour Crescent last Tuesday. Officers want to speak to anyone with information. You can see the picture at kentonline.co.uk. And a shortage in carbon dioxide is affecting supplies in crumpets, as Warburton's admits it's making nowhere near its usual amount. CO2 used to preserve some packed foods and put the fizz in drinks is currently in short supply.
Sport with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis, and Andy Murray has avoided the big names in the first round of Wimbledon if he decides he's fit enough to play. Britain's two-time champion will open against Benoit Paire of France. Anna Kent's Paralympians told KMFM she's looking forward to starting uni in Scotland and training for the next games in 2022. Visually impaired skier Millie Knight from Canterbury won two silvers and a bronze in South Korea earlier this year. She says she's not feeling too much pressure for the next Winter Olympics.
It's great because, you know, we have worked quite hard, and to come away with three medals is fantastic based on the year that we had. And I think, as Lizzie Arnold always says, pressure is a privilege. And I love that, so I've stolen it from her.
She'll be going to Stirling Uni, which is close to her training base. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.